This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Biden administration vows to take new steps to protect student borrowers after the Supreme Court scuttled the plan to forgive $400 billion in debt by using a 2003 law. Persis Yu is with the Student Borrower Protection Center.
We know that the payments are resuming in the fall and that that is going to mean financial disaster if this administration does not act, and it does not act soon.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says it was a 6-3 decision.
The Supreme Court could have disposed of this case on procedural grounds, and many court watchers believe that was exactly how this case would end up, simply dismissed. But student loan forgiveness is a huge public policy commitment, one that this Supreme Court obviously believed was not something that could be undertaken by the executive branch without congressional approval.
And the court ruled in favor of a graphic designer who refused to work with same-sex couples. CBS's Major Garrett says that butted against a Colorado discrimination law.
Let me read to you a portion of Neil Gorsuch's decision and opinion. Quote, "The First Amendment's protections belong to all, not just to speakers whose motives the government finds worthy. In this case, Colorado seeks to force an individual to speak in ways that align with its views, but deny her conscience about a matter of major significance."
It's a busy day on the nation's highways and at the airports. Very crowded in that terminal in Houston. Experts say this 4th of July period could shatter travel records. Paris correspondent Elaine Cobb tells us the French government's taking new steps to keep people off the streets at night in cities where there have been violent protests.
Police responded in large numbers, with 40,000 deployed in an attempt to restore order. Demonstrators are accusing the police of racism and excessive force after a 17-year-old named Nael of Algerian-Moroccan descent was shot at close range by a police officer during a traffic stop.
Actor Alan Arkin has died, a versatile performer who handled drama and humor and gave us many memorable characters. Here with Johnny Depp in Edward Scissorhands.
Keeping cloistered away up in that castle too long. You don't know anything about the wonderful world of teenage girls. They're all crazy. Here's some straightener right out.
What is it?
Lemonade.
Arkin won an Oscar for his role as the oddball grandfather in Little Miss Sunshine. He was 89 years old. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 291 points, the S&P up 54. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. If you're heading out on the roadways this weekend, you're going to have plenty of company. AAA says they expect record-breaking numbers of travelers on Wisconsin roadways as people head to their 4th of July celebrations. To avoid delays, it's important to make sure that your things are in order before heading out, such as checking your battery and your tires. 50 million people are expected nationally to be on the roadways this holiday weekend. In addition, in an effort to keep intoxicated drivers off of roadways, AAA is offering free transportation. You can call 855-2TOW-2GO to get a free ride. This goes from tonight through Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails on an ATV or UTV by making sure you're using the right equipment, such as a helmet and a seatbelt. The DNR says that so far this year, there have been 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. Last year, 21 people died in ATV or UTV crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, Mr. Evan Preston, on a Friday, TGIF, June 30th, 2023. Welcome along, everybody. Glad to have you in on a Friday. First and foremost, shout out, happy birthday to my wonderful and talented stepmother, Mary Albaugh, who is celebrating her 29th birthday, or at least the anniversary of her 29th birthday today. So happy birthday, Mary. She and Dad go up to Door County, get a malt from one of the famous little malt shops there in Door County. So I think she was on her way up there this morning when I talked to her. So happy birthday to Mary up in Shawano, just at the very edge of WISS, Oshkosh Air Support Station there, and also on the edge of our Green Bay Station as well, WGBW. So if you're in Shawano, you can try to tune in to the Green Bay Station and also on Oshkosh Air Support. So happy birthday to Mary. And remember, speaking of Oshkosh Air Support, just learned from our good friend Luke Mathers that he is going to be releasing some more Brewers tickets next week. So we will have a live show. I believe he and I and William Walter are the only ones doing a live show next week. But he and I, we will be here on Monday with a live show. And we will have Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets to give away on Monday for next weekend's game. So be listening to that. Remember, you can catch the Brewers on WISS. SS. Try that again, Todd. Put my dentures back in. I don't wear dentures. Wouldn't that be fantastic? It actually would. I had grandparents that had dentures. Anyway, I have all my teeth yet. At least the majority of them. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball, that's what I was going to say, is on WISS, Oshkosh Air Support. That's the Big 1100 AM 1100 in the Fox Valley area, and also over in the southwest part of the state, our home station, WRCE, AM 1450 and FM 107.7 in Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewer Baseball all season long right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good time will be had by all. Big show today. A tinge of sadness, quite frankly, today on the show, but we're not just going to dwell in the negative. Today marks the final day of official in-person, even though classes are out, the actual goings-on of UW Richland. Officially now, UW Platteville Richland. June 30th marked the end of what has been a 50-plus year run for that campus. Technically, there'll still be classes offered online, basically amounts to a website that says UW Richland. There will be no staff members, no faculty. The running of the operation will be turned over to the county. The buildings will no longer be part of the UW system. Certainly a sad day in Richland Center. Next, coming up after the break here, we're going to invite in, for the facts on today's show, really talented reporter Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is the higher education reporter. She has been on this story since it broke last fall in November. And she's going to update us on what happened in the state budget, make sure we get the facts straight, keep me honest, and what role did State Senator Howard Markline and State Representative Tony Kurtz. Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Tony Kurtz, a member thereof. What role did they have in helping the campus close? We'll discuss that with Kelly Meyerhofer coming up next. At the 1:30 hour, Troy Everson, longtime friend, and also the former student Senate president at the University of Wisconsin Center Richland. That's what it was called when we were there. Went on to be a very successful career in teaching. He will be along to share some memories of our time together at UW-Richland, what it means to him and others. I'm sure he'll have a couple of saucy comments as well. Troy Everson, looking forward to having him at 1:30. And then at hour number two, we're going to try to talk through this a little bit, make ourselves feel a little better. And what better way to do so than our wonderful friend and ongoing contributor here at the All Ball Show, Kira Sabin of Relationship Quotient, a life coach, and as we like to call her, the troop leader of love. She'll be in today talking specifically about spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships through through red, yellow, and green flags.
It's Friday, man.
It's Friday. Well, I literally got done moving about 45 minutes ago. So I'm running on a little bit of sleep, sure. Some coffee. But we'll make it. We're going to make it. Some great guests and important topics today. So Kira Sabin is in. Kind of cool. She had red, yellow, and green flags and how to spot healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships. Maybe we'll ask her what sort of healthy and unhealthy behavior we can look for in our state elected officials. that might be a good way to look at this, right? Not just our love interest, but who we elect to office. We'll ask Kira Sabin in hour number two. Take your phone calls along the way as well. If you want to call in now, you can, but probably won't take any actual calls until the bottom of the hour, because I really want to focus in on Kelly Meyerhofer here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talk through this closing of the Richland campus and make sure we have our facts straight. The call number, of course, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Again, taking your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. Important to remember here, not just what this means for the Richland campus, but if you live in Sheboygan, in Green Bay, in Manitowoc, in Merrill, in Wausau, in Rice Lake, in Madison, Milwaukee, this could happen to you. Not kidding. We'll discuss it with Kelly Meyerhofer next. Stay with us now. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people, but there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000 pies.
150,000 pies and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
The horn I like to toot. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show across the state of Wisconsin on a Friday, June 30th, 2023, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. You see behind me, if you're watching on our live stream on Facebook or Twitter, YouTube, wherever you're watching the show, or if you're listening over the air, I'll describe it for you. We have our show banner right over my right shoulder, but above that, today on the wall, you'll see a blue and white sign that says, Save Our UW Richland Campus. Signs purchased by the UW Richland Foundation early on in this process to make sure that people were aware of what was going on. And having been from Richland Center, again, my grandmother was the first woman to serve as a dean of a campus in Wisconsin, happened to be UW Richland. I like to say up front, I am not 100% biased in this. I want to make sure that people understand that because I'm 53. I literally learned how to walk in the halls of the UW Richland campus. My dad was athletic director, a wrestling coach there for several years as well. So I have a passion for the UW Richland campus. But, you know, going back, because I still have family in Richland Center, I go back quite often and go back to our station at WRCO. And what struck me were where these blue and white signs that say Save Our Campus, our UW Richland campus, were placed in Richland Center. Because they weren't just all in the same yards where you might see a Joe Biden sign. They were also in yards where you would see a Donald Trump or a Howard Mark line or a Tim Michaels sign. And we talk about issues that might bring our communities together. And this was certainly one where it didn't matter a political ideology. Everyone in the Richland County and Richland area community understood the importance of that. One way to understand that is by reading really good journalism and relying on the facts. And in this whole process, no one's covered this better, in my opinion, than our first guest this afternoon. That is Kelly Meyerhofer. She is the higher ed reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kelly, thanks so much for taking time to be with us this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me here, Todd.
Absolutely. My pleasure. First, for those that might not follow your writing, and good heavens, why aren't they? Well, that's my first question. But how long have you been at the Journal Sentinel, and kind of how did you get into journalism?
Sure. I haven't been at the Journal Sentinel too long. I just came up on my one-year anniversary in early May. But I did cover higher education in Wisconsin for 4 years at the Madison newspaper, the Wisconsin State Journal. So I've been covering UW campuses for about 5 years now.
I think that's tremendous. Great experience there. When this story first broke back in November, again, from everything that I saw and read and know from behind the scenes, UW President Jay Rothman, to my knowledge and to the county board members that I talked to, never came to Richland Center, never talked to anybody locally on the ground, just kind of did this arbitrarily and kept going back and saying, well, the enrollment dipped down from 500 and some in 2015, now down to 60 students this past semester, which is true. What he didn't talk about was the fact that, and this is my opinion now, that the campus was set up. Because there were instances where I talked to people from the foundation that said there was an offer of $600,000 to hire a recruiter, and Platteville Indoor Systems said no. In your reporting, did you find some of these same things where there were attempts on the local side to save the campus, and it just wasn't heard or fell on deaf ears at system?
Yeah, I definitely found that in my reporting. I talked to the private foundation recruiter who said that they made offers to get a recruiter just working for the Richland campus, and UW's Platteville and System turned down that offer. I talked to students who said that Richland was not really promoted at all on campus presentations. The focus was on the four-year campus in Platteville. Who else did I talk to? I'm just trying to refresh my memory from this story published in the winter. There were a number of instances I found where, the local community felt like they were getting the short shift at the expense of their campus, their main campus.
Here's the answer that I haven't been able to nail down, and perhaps you have. I can't find anyone at Platteville who will talk to me. I mean, I've talked to assistants to the chancellor, former. Well, she was the interim chancellor, now permanent chancellor, Tamia Nedvedevich. I've talked to people I've talked to Tony Kurtz, state representative. I've talked to State Senator Howard Markline face to face. I talked to Jeff Brandt, the system vice president to Jay Rothman. No one will answer the question of who made those decisions to deny the local foundation at Richland the ability to use those private funds, and why were they set up? Who set them up and why? Have you found any answers to that?
It's my understanding that UW-Platteville, made the decision to turn down the foundation offer to hire a recruiter. That's what I. I don't know if they consulted UW system on that decision.
And do you know if that was made by first interim and now current chancellor Tamia Nedvedevich, or was it her predecessor Dennis Shields?
That's a good question. I know the recruiter or the foundation made several offers. So I know it happened during the former chancellor Dennis Shields' tenure. I don't know, since the current chancellor started a couple of years ago, if that offer was specifically made to her or not. That would be something that I'd have to find out.
And keep me honest, because, I've experienced my former boss, was the chair of the higher ed committee of the state senate, Dale Schultz. And so I have some experience with this, but not the last 5 years. Do you think it's, I'm not, as a reporter, do you find it odd that system representatives, people at Platteville don't want to talk, or even, I mean, if I were in that position, I would want to do an analysis to find out how and why a campus went from 500 students to 60 students so it's not repeated to other campuses. No, why don't people want to talk about this?
That's a good question. I mean, when I talked to UW Assistant President Jay Rothman back in like December, he said he did not see it by any stretch of the imagination as mismanagement on Platteville's part. So, I mean, if they don't view it that way, that could be why they're not doing a deep dive analysis.
Let's go to Rothman and the state representatives and state senator. I mean, back in November, correct me if I'm wrong, but essentially Jay Rothman said that Richland was going to be a one-off. This is just kind of a one-time thing. Now fast forward to the budget situation. He's all but said that, I mean, he has said everything. Every campus is on the table, correct?
Yeah, he's never used specifically the words like campus closure, but he's talked about, this threatens our accessibility in serving students across the state. So it's sort of veiled, but he is sort of indirectly referring to campus closures. And I think what we saw, with UW Milwaukee, Washington County is that, there are a lot of conversations going on behind the scenes about other campuses that are struggling too with enrollment.
I really appreciate bringing up Washington, and here's the thing I really want to make sure that I'm getting right. Because as I understand it, it was put in, was it the final motion of the Joint Finance Committee, this money for Washington County?
It was the Budget Committee's last motion of their whole
right.
budget.
So what that's historically
sort of
called
a miscellaneous item.
For those people who aren't aware, I know Kelly's probably aware, but it's called a 999. Kind of a miscellaneous catch-all last. So this is put. Do you know who made that motion to put that money in for Washington County?
I don't know for sure. I know Senator Dewey Strobel serves on the committee, and he's been very involved in the conversations with the campus that's in his district. So I would imagine he's been pushing for it, but I don't know that for a fact.
Sure. And it was what, $3.3 million that the Joint Finance Committee put in for the Washington County campus transition over in the merger with the Tech College. Is that correct?
Yes, $3.35 million.
And to your knowledge,
that would be released after UW System presents a plan. They don't automatically get it if the budget is passed.
It's set aside basically and allocated specifically for Washington County's transition. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
All right. So, and to your knowledge, was there any money set aside specifically for the transition for the county of Richland County or the closure of the Richland campus?
No, I think UW Richland's just gotten the state money that it gets, allocated to them through UW System General
So again, I want to be careful that I'm not, Kelly's a reporter. She's not, you're not partisan. She's a great reporter. She just simply reports the facts. So I don't want to put you in a position to say, hey, what's your opinion on this? But I guess, again, as a reporter, do you find it curious? I'll just ask it that way. Do you find it curious that when I, and I have eyewitnesses, when I talked to State Representative Tony Kurtz, who's on the Joint Finance Committee at one of these meetings last winter, and I said, Tony, you know, what about the 999? Can't you put to, I said, I've talked to Senator Kelda Royce. She was on this program about 3 weeks ago and said that she thought that all four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee would support a motion for money for the Richland campus and a transition or however. And I said, Tony, why not try 999? Can't you put it? He goes, well, we don't even do that anymore. He goes, we wouldn't be able to do something like that. Literally told people in Richland County he couldn't do it. Howard Markline said they couldn't do it. And then on the last motion of joint finance, they put $3.3 million in for Washington County. Do you find that curious at all?
I mean, it's certainly they're handling each branch campus differently. I could say that, you know, Richland did not get any additional state money. I asked Washington County Executive Josh Shulman about that, you know, that his campus seems to be getting different treatment, you know, than other campuses, Richland for sure, and potentially other branch campuses in the future. And whether that was fair. And he said, you know, every campus is different, every county is different, and funding will be obviously a big part of the discussion going forward. So
for those people that haven't read it, go to jsonline.com, stands for Journal Sentinel, jsonline.com. The story is from this week, June 26, entitled West Bend Would Consolidate Its Two Colleges Into One Under GOP Plan by Kelly. It's a really great article. In this reporting, Kelly, is it fair to say or is it accurate? There were some people involved said we didn't even really, no one really knows where this motion came from, because it basically they're saying we didn't ask for this, it just kind of appeared.
Yeah, I mean, the conversations have certainly been going on. Washington County has this task force that proposed, you know, merging the two colleges into one because of demographic reasons. So they've really been pushing that. UW-Milwaukee has its own task force looking at this issue and trying to like gather feedback from all the affected parties, because they there's some concern on campus that the county's sort of plan was developed without proper campus input. What UW System and UW-Milwaukee told me after the Republicans approved this plan was that they didn't request the motion and they wanted to learn more about it. And, you know, there were too many unknowns to really speak about it this week. I think what they told me was that they were pretty much caught off guard.
Final, about a minute left. Always goes too fast. I really appreciate your time. Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Higher Ed Reporter. What do you feel, just from your observations being up at the building, the Capitol, what do you think is next? Do you think that Governor Evers vetoes this whole thing, or do you think there's I guess, as your sense, is your reporting, are there any negotiations still going on to somehow put more money back into UW?
Oh, that's a really, really good question. I think that's the question everyone's asking at the Capitol now that the Assembly and Senate have passed the budget. Is like, what is Evers going to veto the whole thing? You know, he's threatened to do that. He's upset that DEI funding is going to be cut from UW. But I think the way that Republicans sort of said that they could get that money back, but by not spending it on DEI and instead put it towards workforce development. So their funding could remain flat. It wouldn't technically be a cut. I think that sort of gives Governor Evers an out. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Persis Yu is with the National Consumer Law Center.
Critically, this case was about President Biden's use of the HEROES Act to implement debt relief. It was about the announcement that he made back in August using the HEROES Act to do this action. But he has other tools.
Justices also issued a ruling siding with a Colorado woman who opposed making wedding websites for same-sex couples. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
In a strong dissent, Justice Sotomayor says, you're creating a second-class citizenry. LGBTQ people have sought to have their rights, and those rights have been recognized in other Supreme Court cases.
And AAA projects a record-breaking holiday weekend of travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The TSA expects to screen nearly 18 million over the next week.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. If you're heading out on the roadways this weekend, you'll have plenty of company. AAA says they expect record-breaking numbers of travelers on Wisconsin roadways as people head to 4th of July celebrations. To avoid any delays, it's important to make sure that things are in order before heading out.
The biggest calls that we get to our roadside assistance line are relating to tires and batteries. So if you have a chance, get your vehicle in.
That's Nick Jarmuse of AAA. They predict over 50 million people nationally will be heading out for the holiday weekend. In addition, in an effort to keep intoxicated drivers off of roadways, AAA is offering free transportation. You can call 855-2-TOW-2-GO to get a free ride. This goes from tonight through Wednesday morning. And area law enforcement officials are reminding people to be safe if you are using fireworks this weekend. Follow all local ordinances and make sure you have water nearby and don't let kids play with fireworks. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
93.5 The Tap.
93.5
The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on Friday, June 30th, 2023. 1:33 now on the time and temperature sign. I want to bring back, just for a moment at least, the higher ed reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Kelly Meyerhofer, because Kelly got so in, I got so into your answer and was listening. I didn't watch the clock. We kind of didn't have, I, we didn't end it cleanly. So again, I just want to like give you an opportunity to finish up, make sure we're hearing you correctly or we're getting the whole thing. It's where this budget goes, whether Governor Evers, Tony Evers, signs it into law as is, or whether he vetoes the whole thing and pushes this off until October, because just so people are aware, they're not a political geek like I am. Unlike in the United States Congress, if there's not a budget passed, the government doesn't shut down in Wisconsin. It just means that it continues on with funding based on the previous budget or the existing budget, correct?
Correct.
So that would mean that, you know, things might not get built, new projects or whatnot, but you know, they could theoretically keep going on under the previous budget. So whether this gets signed into law, whether or not it goes until October, they try to take another kick at the cat, and whether or not, because to me, here's the thing, is that I know from my reporting that there are a lot of donors to UW-Madison. They've raised, what, $150 million in private money for this new engineering hall building. And that's not all coming from, you know, progressive donors. There are a lot of more conservative donors to the UW-Madison campus who are not at all pleased with what Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux have done.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Republicans have said they really want to focus UW's budget to be about workforce development, and that raised a lot of questions as to why Republicans would then nix the engineering building on the flagship campus, because that would certainly support workforce development. And they've said that, you know, it's still part of the discussion. So there is a chance the building could be passed as like a separate bill. I know they did that last session, giving them some like $1 million just for design money to get the project going. Mm. It sounds like there is a lot of pressure on Republicans for that particular project.
I'm sure there is. So basically the jury is still out. It's really kind of anybody's guess. It's a guessing game around the building, around the state right now where this all goes. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think Governor Evers said yesterday he would, you know, use as much of his partial veto authority as he could. You know, whether he vetoes the entire budget, it seems like he has sort of softened his stance on that since then. But, you know, it's still pretty up in the air, I would say.
Well, Kelly, I can't thank you enough for coming on today in short notice. And again, if you have not read Kelly's work or this specific story, go to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Best of all, subscribe, because we need great reporters like Kelly and her colleagues. So if you haven't subscribed either I'm one of those old fashioned. I like to have a newspaper in my hand. But if you're younger and you like it on your iPhone, you can do that as well. Get a subscription to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel or go to JS Online. That's JS Online. com. Look up Kelly Meyerhofer. Great work. The article, West Bend would consolidate its two colleges into one under the GO plan. And you can read how the Joint Finance Committee under Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz's leadership decided to give $3.3 million to Washington and not a red cent to UW-Richland. Pretty remarkable. Great reporting, Kelly. Thank you for being here. Have a great, happy 4th, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Now we bring on a longtime friend of mine and a colleague at UW-Richland and UW-Platteville. He is a former student senate president at UW-Richland. We both went to Platteville together as well. And we had a little show called Sunday Night back on TV5 down in Platteville back in the day. He is now a wonderful educator, the head of the science department at Burlington High School. I believe that's Robin Voss's stomping ground. Our friend Troy Everson. Troy, how the heck are you?
You know what, Todd? I'm fantastic. I did get a little bit of a hair raise on the back of my neck when you talked about the alma mater of He Who Shall Not Be Named. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, Todd, I'm so glad to see you today and to talk with you and to... yeah, any chance I can get to visit with the Todd Alba, I'm very happy to do so.
Well, you're too kind, and it's always wonderful to see you, and we need to spend time together soon. But we're here virtually today, and the reason I wanted to have you on is because this is a really sad day for you and I and a lot of the alum of UW-Richland and the Richland Center community. And I want to talk about that for a second, but I also want to spend time talking about the success and the impact that campus and all who taught, who are faculty, who are maintenance people, who were advisors, who were, you know, just wonderful people that supported the community. It did so much for over 50 years for the state of Wisconsin.
You're absolutely right, Todd. You are 100% right. During the break when Kelly was still on here and she was talking and she said how amazing it is when, you know, 3 decades later, because Todd, that's when we were at the campus, was 3 decades ago. And I know that we can wax poetic and nostalgic about that all we want. Yeah. But the people that made a difference in forming who I am, both professionally and personally, whether that's a Floyd Blackmore or a Bob Hershey, or you even mentioned maintenance. There was a maintenance man there by the name of Everett. Mm-hmm. Why do I know the maintenance man's name at a university from 30 years ago? And I'll tell you why. Because in some small way, shape, or form, he made a difference in who I have become.
Right. I mean, what about Lori Allen, the head of food service there?
Oh, a campus burger basket for lunch and her cherry diet Pepsis. God bless Lori Allen. Oh,
I mean, she's the best.
I'm friends with Lori on Facebook, And she is just living her best life with her grandkids. And, oh, gosh, she's just a fantastic person.
She is. But I mean, to your point, at a campus the size of UW-Richland, and I think when we were there, correct me if I'm wrong, enrollment was around 400-ish at the yes. time. And, yes. you know, so it's not a huge campus. And so you become – I mean, those support people like Lori Allen and Everett and, you know, John Poole and Barb Wentz and go right down the docket. You know,
Jennifer Miller in the library. Absolutely.
James Galata. Holy cow. I mean, all those people, they become as important to the experience as people like, you say, the professors, Gene Burkett, Garrett Deckert, you know, Floyd Blackmore, go right down the list, Jim Agard. I mean, it's a whole community.
100%. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Todd, I know that today is a very sad day in Richland Center, in Richland County and in the surrounding area, because I was raised in Crawford County. But when I went to the campus, my family lived in Vernon County. But I also am choosing in my mind to make my memories. And I'm not choosing to make them. I'm choosing to leave them very, very positive. I was one of those people that didn't know what I wanted to do. So I went to technical school right out of high school and went into surgical nursing, and it just didn't feel right. And I always thought I wanted to go to the university, but I thought, oh gosh, I just don't know. And so I chose UW-Richland, and I will tell you to this day that it is probably single-handedly the best educational decision I've made. And I've, you know, couple of bachelor's degrees from Platteville. I've got a couple of master's degrees. UW-Richland was bar none the best decision I made.
I mean, literally the slogan when we went there was, it's a good place to begin.
That's true.
Right?
You're right. Yeah. And it was very appropriate for that to be that way. Yeah.
And I guess that's what frustrates me. And you're a wonderful high school teacher now, and you see kids getting ready to go to college. That's what frustrates me, Troy, is that people like State Senator Howard Markline and State Representative Tony Kurtz, and frankly, you know, throw in the rest of the Republican delegation in Southwest Wisconsin, they certainly, I mean, Tony Kurtz's daughter went to Richland. And yesterday we had, I kept wanting to move on to voting stuff, but people kept calling in with these great stories, anecdotes like you just had. One guy went to Kickapoo, lives over in Sauk City now, called in. One person up in Eau Claire. And calling in all these great, impactful stories. What I can't understand is stories like yours. Why are Republicans saying no to funding this jewel? I mean, Catherine Lyle, the former president of the Board of Regents, Catherine Lyle once called UW-Richland the crown jewel of the UW system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Todd, I can tell you that I think the downfall in education, and I'm going to use that statement kind of as a Catholic small c, started after Act 10 in the state of Wisconsin, because I'm painting a very specific brush. I'm painting with a very specific brush over a broad topic. The Republicans at that time, and quite frankly, have proven to this day with Howard and some of his ilk, that they're afraid of education.
Yeah.
I really believe that's what it is. I believe that's what it is. I was raised in small town southeast Wisconsin. Came from conservative values, very, very Lutheran Norwegian values, some of which I still hold very dear to my heart. Mm-hmm. But what I also know is that without UW-Richland, and this is the part that bothers me when people look solely at numbers and not its stories, is they don't realize the impact that those numbers have. They look at the instantaneous value of a number and not the long-term value of an investment. Mm. So when I think back with that, I went to Richland, A, because I could afford it, B, because it was close to home, and C, because it had a fantastic education program. Mm. It was funded by, you know, the state of Wisconsin. It was funded by students paying their tuition. Richland County welcomed us into the county, which we were, you know, then a pretty significant boon to the local economy. But in my career, I've dealt with over 3,000 students.
Wow.
I'd like to think that I help usher them into, you know, some pretty successful adult lives. And Hillary Rodham Clinton said it best when she said, it takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. I personally don't have children of my own, but I like to tell people I have 3,000 children.
Yeah. Well, and again, yeah, none of those 3,000 would have had. I've gone and seen you at the musicals and plays you put on. I've been in your classroom. I've seen the involvement that you have with your students, and you bring out the best of the people that taught us. And without that campus, without your experience of going to UW-Richland, none of those 3,000 that you just said would have ever had the benefit of having you as an educator.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for that, Todd. Yeah. I take that as a compliment.
It is.
But what I will tell you is I don't know that I would be the educator I am today without UW-Richland.
And again, it doesn't matter whether it's Richland or UW-Sheboygan or Fox Valley or Rice Lake. This is repeated. This story, this is repeated all across this state. And what Republicans are doing is attacking this. This is the Wisconsin idea. I mean, it was, right. And this is the Wisconsin idea. And what you brought up numbers. And you know what Jay Rothman, the president of the system, keeps, well, you know, enrollment was down to 60. That's unsustainable. Well, yes, Jay, that's right. It is. But the question,
that's not a lie.
The question is, how did we get there? And again, Kelly Meyerhofer from the Journal Sentinel just told us she can't find the answer to that either. And you know Darla Wentz, Barb Wentz, he was the head of the foundation. They have millions, plural, of private money in the campus foundation now. They went to Platteville and System and said, we want to give you $600,000 to pay for a recruiter after John Poole, the main recruiter, left, or retired, well-deserved retirement, by the way. He was the marrow of that campus. And Platteville said no. Who does that, Troy?
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
And even if that didn't happen on Jay Rothman's watch, if you're the incoming, he was the head of Foley & Lardner, one of the largest law firms in the world. If you took over a system and you had a campus that had that kind of a situation, wouldn't you say, by God, we're going to have an investigation. We're going to find out who the bad apple here is so we don't repeat that.
Right.
I mean, am I crazy, Troy?
Right. No. No, that's absolutely that, you know. I hate to put, you know, the success of a educational institution on one person, because that's not the way it is. But if you don't bring the people in, like John Poole did, you're not going to sustain yourself. So it boils down to that. And the fact that it's not seen by people making decisions is just dumbfounding to me.
Or it is seen and they don't want to admit it. And they don't want us to know who it was and what really happened. By the way, do you know there's a missing $1 million from the UW-Platteville Foundation right now? Allegedly, there's an ongoing investigation. What are they had to do with anything? Stay with us. Troy Everson is next with us on the next segment. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stocks. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and on the Civic Media app. Glad to have you along on a Friday TGIF edition of the show. It is now 1:50 on the time and temperature sign. Glad to have you along. Our guest this segment, Troy Everson, former president of the University of Wisconsin Center Richland Student Senate, my longtime friend and co-host of Sunday Night down at UW-Platteville as well, talking about the closure today for all intent and purposes, the final day of operation of the University of Wisconsin Center Richland. I'm going to keep calling it that because that's what it was when we were there. And unfortunately, as we said, Jay Rothman made the decision back in November to close it without ever visiting Richland Center, without ever going there, without ever talking to anybody. And then the interim chancellor, Tammy Ivedovich, wouldn't come up and talk to anybody, wanted to wait till after her plan came out in January. Then only met with just a handful of people behind closed doors, never met the community. Then Jeff Barrant, the vice president of the system, came up. And I've known Jeff a long time, Democrat. He used to work for Bob Jelk and Pat Kreitlow. And I just asked him a couple of, like when did you guys let the legislators know you were doing this? And he got very upset, started sweating like a stuck pig, got red in the face. Just tell me why. I said the same thing to him. I said, tell me why. Who turned down the $600,000? And he literally walked away. We were in the administration building. I followed him out to the parking lot. He turned around. He goes, that's the answer. You might not like it, but that's the answer. And he got in his car and drove away. I'd never seen anything like it. And I'm like, holy.
You're playing to catch a predator, university style.
I mean, I just thought it was weird. I've known this guy, worked with him, good guy. But I'm like, yeah. I mean, he makes like $250,000 a year, by the way. I mean he's well paid up
really?
There. Oh, yeah, up there at 17th floor. Wouldn't that be something if your number one job was to get the engineering building approved for Madison and you're getting paid that kind of money and you don't get it done? Not a great job. Not a great job review, I don't think.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Anyway, and then this is the final thing. Let's move on to happy stuff. But and then Tony Kurtz is on the Joint Finance Committee, state representative, and Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance. And all these people you mentioned, the Hersheys, the Agards, the Wences, you know, my mom and other people were in the audience. Mary Deckard, and they told these people there's nothing we can do. And I asked Tony Kurtz, do the 999 motion at the end. Get some funding. There's nothing we can do. Then they go to Madison, and this week, in the 999 motion, the last motion of joint finance, they put in $3.3 million for Washington County and zero for Richland. I mean, they just shaft their own constituents. I've been in pot.
That's just shooting yourself in the foot, if you ask me.
I mean, how could they walk through Richland Center anymore? Right?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, I think the voters of Richland Center, boy, I wish I was still in politics because that'd be a fun race to run.
Right? Yeah, yeah. But yeah, feet to the fire. Explain why you did what you did.
But we will be on the radio all throughout that district, so that'll be fun.
Absolutely.
That'll be fun. Yep. All right, so a couple of memories here, Troy. Best, give us one or two of your best. Let's end on a happy note. Let's talk about all the good.
Yeah.
I mean, Richland did a great job, as you said, educating so many people. Give us a couple of your best memories at UW Richland while we were there.
Wow, Todd, that's probably one of the hardest questions I've ever been asked because I have very few unpleasant memories. I think one of my best that I still tell in my classroom every single year is – I tested out of the first English class, and I took my placement test, and I tested into the second level, which was British literature with Ma Birkin. God, I love that woman.
And she's still, she is still driving at 95 and getting it done. She's an Energizer bunny. Go ahead.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Anyway, she loved the Bronte sisters. I'll tell you that. Anyway, we had to read an essay and we had to write about them. And I in typical Troy fashion, didn't put in the time that I was supposed to and wrote the paper the night before on my typewriter. I turned it in. I was pretty proud of it. And I got it back like 2 days later. And it looked like someone had murdered a suckling pig on top of it with red ink. And anyway, she kept me after class that day. And I said, wow, I've never gotten a paper like this. And she said, well, I've never read a paper like that. And anyway, she said, who was your 101 professor or whatever it was? And I said, oh, I tested out of that. And she said, well, listen, I'm going to tell you something that's not your fault, but you are a living example of a flawed system. Isn't that fantastic? I love that. And I remember that. I remember that to this day. But you know what, Todd? If you were to give me an hour, I couldn't tell you of all the good memories. One of the things I remember is there was an alumni / regular basketball tournament over the holidays. Mm-hmm. I remember doing, as a sophomore, a second year student at university, I was doing senior level projects with Dr. Floyd Blackmore.
Oh, great guy.
He had us doing estrous cycles on female lab rats, and he taught me how to be a really good laboratory teacher. Mm-hmm. Those are fantastic. I remember the times like we went up to, remember there used to be a ski hill on campus and we went up to the chalet because we thought, hey, Dorothy Thompson. And Dorothy Thompson said, why don't we turn that into a student senate office? And we hiked up that hill. I'm sure I was sucking wind and wishing for albuterol by the time we got to the top. However, it was just like that. And, Cheryl Ackett's Crook and Renee Jones Halsey. All of those folks.
Jan Helgerson?
Jan Helgerson and Phil Garthright.
Yeah.
Like, Todd, one of the things that it did was I came from a very homogeneous society. And what it did was, even in Richland Center, it broadened my horizons, whether it was I'm going to call him your brother, Silas, right?
Yeah.
Being introduced to him, or whether it was the other Central American students. I just, like, my world opened up in Richland Center. Doesn't that sound strange to say? But it's the truth.
But if you lived it, you'd understand. Like, I mean, a shout out again to Dorothy Thompson, the student senate advisor for a long time, and also Linda Gentis, who ran and Kathy Fry, who did so much for the foreign program. I mean, my goodness gracious, my life was literally changed because of the Central American Scholarship Program there. And isn't it ironic?
How much so you changed your license plate?
I did. I still have that Amigo 8 license plate.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
Oh boy, Troy, this is fantastic. Do you want to stick around for 5 more minutes or you got to go?
I'd love to.
Well, all right, well, we're going to do a little news break here at the top of the hour. Troy will stick around for one more segment after the news. And then in hour number two, we're also going to be joined by Kira Sabin, life coach extraordinaire, who's going to help us a little bit with relationships. And boy, do I need that. Spotting healthy and unhealthy behavior in our relationships. Red, yellow, and green flags. Probably better than Grindr. Anyway, we'll come back and talk about that after this. Stay with us now. This is the Todd Hallball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.